This is the astrology forecast for September 2016 by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. September's the pivot point for the year. Much that's been in the works for months, even years, is finally moving ahead. Or moving on. Stasis, stalling, and wondering are on the way out. Clarity, movement, and solid, if simplified, structure are coming in. There's no guarantee of a smooth, orderly, or easy transition, though. The change-out is arriving in a whirlwind of revelations, unmaskings, departures, arrivals, and shifts so dramatic they could wind. Flexibility is the watchword for the month. Maintaining the approach of a reed will keep you standing as developments cycle through at varying speeds and predictability. And whatever you think you know going into the month, you are likely to have a drastically different viewpoint as autumn begins. Inevitability is in the air from the moment the month begins. A pair of eclipses is responsible for the non-stop atmosphere of milestone, high-stake, permanent change. The first eclipse is a solar on September 1, and it's a Virgo with a vengeance new moon. It comes with a pileup in that sign, each component amplifying the mandate to analyze, clean, improve, and sober up. The north node of destiny is sidling up to the new moon and signaling this way to the future. Mercury, planet of communication and transportation, and bigger is better Jupiter are in cahoots, handing out brooms and to-do lists for wrapping up Jupiter's one-year tour through Virgo. Over the next 3 weeks, Mercury is also treating us to dropped or obscured but phenomenally practical details as he retrogrades from the end to the middle of Virgo, through, no coincidence here, the equinox, September 22nd. This combo promises to explain a lot and sweep much clean. Eventually. Early in the month, though, situations that have confounded us all year may well escalate into even greater mysteries and confusion. The perps are Saturn, ruler of form, and his sparring buddy of late, Neptune, ruler of everything that defies form. Once they make their final of three clashes on the 10th, the fog, vagueness, and reason to question many a person's sanity will begin to die back, clear up, and ultimately make sense. It may help you connect the dots to look back to their first two clashes, last December and June. That pair makes its last contact just after Jupiter begins a year stay in Libra, which happens on the 9th. Libra is the second home of love and money goddess Venus, and she is at home when he arrives. Their combined presence encourages social niceties, enjoying pleasing meals and conversation, and awareness of both ends of each relationship. Acting on the awareness is another matter. When in doubt, say it with flowers is a generally safe bet. While we're talking through smiles, veils are stripping away, masks are falling off, and epiphanies are exploding in our consciousness. They come from the month's second eclipse, which is a lunar, the Pisces full moon on the 16th, and which unleashes a floodgate of revelations and emotions with fiery, catalytic, motivating force. Movement is inevitable, especially where it feels overdue. The sun and the moon are bearing down on warrior god Mars in the dynamic, action-oriented configuration of a T-square. Adding to the volatility is the easy assist Mars is getting from Uranus, cosmic agent of radical, unforeseeable change. Risks will be taken. Shifts will occur. At the equinox, hard truths, profound candor, and deeply intimate conversations ensue, some of which reshape or end situations. Gear shift after gear shift follows as a line of astrological dominoes falls in the month's last 10 days. Mercury stations direct and the sun enters Libra on the 22nd. Relating and financial dealings intensify, turn high stake, and grow magnetic to possessive when Venus enters Scorpio on the 23rd. Pluto, ruler of Scorpio, and like Venus, of desire and money, but of far greater magnitude, ends 6 months of foundation work when he stations direct on the 26th. Motivation kicks in to put noses to grindstones and labor diligently toward long-term goals when Mars, ruler of the masculine and our drive, and traditional ruler of Scorpio, enters Capricorn on the 27th. Those goals and his efforts reflect the marching orders he got from Saturn on August 24th. It's time to implement and make things happen. Relationships come into focus as the month ends with the new moon in Libra on the 30th. Issues of give and take, integrity, and beliefs permeate thoughts and conversations. Action results. Structure altering action. Stasis be gone. We're starting to get somewhere. Learn why this month's retrograde is unusually important and what it means for you. And also learn what to expect this fall in classes I am offering as an Om Times expert. Visit experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Beal for course information and to sign up. I am a professional astrologer with more than 30 years experience. Visit empowermentunlimited.net for my weekly podcasts, to join my mailing list, to book a session with me, and to see my schedule, including the Astro Telesummit, in which I am participating this month, September. Follow me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited, and you can find me on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.